啊，今天早上用荣耀的教会跟我们大家一起来学习。
This morning I'd like to use the topic "The Glory of the Church" for mutual encouragement.
啊，我们从各地来的长老、执事、传道啊，教会主要的负责人，一年一次聚集在这个地方啊，来共商讨神国的大事。
And we have our elders and deacons and ministers and brothers and sisters who are gathering here annually and to discuss the major events.
啊，我们的目标就是要建立一个荣耀的教会。
Our purpose is to build a church of glory.
哦，那什么叫做荣耀的教会？
What is a church of glory?
啊，我们现在看撒加利亚书第二章。
Let's look at Zechariah chapter 2.
啊，撒加利亚书的第二章。
Zechariah chapter 2.
啊，第二章的第五节。
Chapter 2, verse 5.
啊，撒加利亚书第二章第五节。
Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5. Verse 5. For I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire all around her, and I will be the glory in her midst.
这个地方啊，神说，我要做耶路撒冷视为的火城，并要做其中的荣耀。
And it says, the Lord, well, I will be a wall of fire all around her, and I will be the glory in her midst.
耶路撒冷是圣城。
Jerusalem is a holy city.
有圣殿的所在。
It is where the holy temple is.
在旧约时代，神住在众人不能够靠近的光里面。
In the Old Testament, it was surrounded by a light where people could not see.
神也住在他的殿里面。
And God dwelt in his temple.
所以当初所罗门建造圣殿。
In the beginning, when Solomon had built the temple,
把约柜抬到殿里面，殿就充满了荣光。
And brought the ark inside the temple, and the temple was full of light.
约柜有施恩的宝座。
And the Ark of the Covenant had the mercy seat.
因为人跟人神立约，所以神要住在人中间。
And because God has set a covenant with man that he will dwell in men.
所以约柜抬到圣殿就充满着荣耀。
So the Ark of the Covenant was brought to the temple and was full of glory.
这里耶路撒冷在新约时代就是代表教会。
In the New Testament, Jerusalem represents church.
神要做教会的火城。
God will be this wall of fire.
神是教会的保护跟保守者。
God is the protector of the church.
好像以色列百姓在过红海。
Just like when the Israelites are crossing the Red Sea.
云柱火柱保护他们。
And the pillar of cloud and fire were surrounding.
是埃及的追兵没有办法靠近。
So that the Egyptian soldiers could not go near.
不然的话，即使他们出埃及，还是被杀掉。
Otherwise, even if they escaped Egypt, they would have been killed.
能够保守我们属灵的生命。是神本身。
That we may have our spiritual lives protected is God Himself.
那神要做我们教会的荣耀。
And God will be the glory of our church.
所以我们教会努力的方向是什么？
And so what is the direction for the church to strive?
我们看到很多的教会都有美好的会堂，这是神的恩典。
We see that many churches have beautiful buildings, and this is a grace from God.
但是神的荣耀在教会里面不是建筑物。
But the glory of God in church is not just in the physical building.
我们看到神祝福教会里面很多的青年非常的优秀，在世界上很有成就。
We know that God has blessed many brothers and sisters that they are very accomplished in society.
但是神的荣耀不是教会里面有什么社会的名流。
But the glory of God is not that there are any good accomplishments in society.
教会的荣耀需要追求神的同在。
The glory of the church requires to have the abidance of God.
有神同在的教会就是荣耀的教会。
A church where God abides is a church with glory.
没有神同在的教会就是没有荣耀的教会。
But a church where God is not abiding is a church without glory.
这个是我们整个教会追求的方向。
This is the direction that the whole church should drive towards.
好，我们现在看以西结书。
Let's look at Ezekiel.
以西结书。
Ezekiel.
以西结书的第二章，第一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1。
以西结书第一章。
Ezekiel chapter
1。26节到28节，请读。
Verse 26 to 28。 26. And above the firmament over their heads was the likeness of a throne in appearance like a sapphire stone. On the likeness of the throne was a likeness with the appearance of a man high above it. 27. Also from the appearance of his waist and upward I saw, as it were, the color of amber with the appearance of fire all around within it. And from the appearance of his waist and downward I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire with brightness all around. 28. Like the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
这个地方以西结看到异象。
Here Ezekiel saw a vision.
看到有宝座的形象。
There was the likeness of a throne.
然后到了28节。
In verse 28,
这就是神荣耀的形象。
This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
所以当时显现在以西结这个神的荣耀的形象, 在26节, 好像蓝宝石。
And so in verse 26, the appearance was like a sapphire stone.
那仿佛人的形象,
like the appearance of a man.
仿佛光耀的晶晶,
and like the likeness of a throne.
仿佛火的形状,
and like the appearance of fire.
又仿佛是虹的形状。
And like the appearance of a rainbow.
就是用物质界我们的经验来描写神的荣耀。
It is using physical materials that we understand to describe the glory of God.
其实神的荣耀是我们眼睛所没有看过，心里没有想过的。
The glory of God is actually something we have never seen with our eyes or thought with our hearts.
因此在物质界里面看到这一些的感觉，也不是看到， 看到这个灵界异象的感觉，也不是在物质上看到火、看到红的那一种感觉。
And so it is not the feeling of the physical appearance of these things, such as a rainbow or fire.
因为那是一种灵的看见。
Because this is to see spiritually.
那一种感觉也没有办法完全形容出来。
And that feeling is something you cannot completely describe.
说这就是神荣耀的形象。
This is the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
我一看见就俯伏在地。
And when I saw it, I fell on my face.
为什么以西结会俯伏在地？
Why would Ezekiel fall on his face?
因为这个神的荣耀太伟大。
Because the glory of the Lord was too great.
太威严。
And it was too majestic.
会震撼一个人的心。
It was astound a person's heart.
那为什么神要显荣耀给以西结看？
And why would God reveal his glory to Ezekiel?
当以西结看完这个荣耀之后，
After Ezekiel had seen this vision,
第二章开始，
in chapter 2,
神就交代他应该做的事情。
God was telling him things he should do.
第三节，
verse 3. And he said to me, Son of man, I am sending you to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day.
他说人子啊，你要差往悖逆的国民以色列那里去。
And son of man, I am sending you to a rebellious nation.
神要交代以西结先知一个很困难的工作。
God is going to give Prophet Ezekiel a very difficult task.
就是往悖逆的神的百姓去。
Which is to the rebellious nation of God.
目的就是要把他们带回来归向神。
And the purpose is to bring them back to return to God.
我们在世界上做人， 做事情都有一个动机。
In the world, as people, we all have motives.
我们看到很多人上班非常的辛苦。
Many people go to work and they are very tired.
但是辛苦的背后都有很高的， 物质上、金钱上的报偿。
But behind their hard labor, then they would have rewards financially.
所以有的人为着工作牺牲的家庭。
Some people, because of their career, they would sacrifice their family.
有的人为着工作牺牲了信仰。
Some people, because of their career, they would sacrifice their faith.
有人为着工作牺牲了健康。
Some people, because of their work, they would sacrifice their health.
因为它里面有一个动机，他觉得值得牺牲。
Because there is a motivation they think are worthy of the sacrifice.
那有时候我们在想， 我们在为教会做事情的动机是什么？
But sometimes you can think, what is our motivation in doing work in church?
我们刚刚信主， 我们参与圣工， 很在乎人的鼓励跟人的肯定。
If we are working, doing holy work, many times we want to have confirmations from people.
这个是服事的开始。
And this is the beginning of serving.
如果我们的服事都一直停留在人的鼓励跟人的肯定，
But if we always remain from the praises and compliments of people,
这样的侍奉没有办法持久。
This type of servitude will not last.
因为侍奉会经历很多的困难。
Because during servitude, you will face many challenges.
要克服很多的困难，要有很大的牺牲。
When you have to overcome these difficulties, there is great sacrifice.
要有很大的牺牲，需要有更大的动力跟动机。
If there is great sacrifice, then you need to have an even bigger motivation.
所以神让以西结先知看到这个异象。
And so God allowed Ezekiel to see this vision.
然后交代他很重要的工作，很难做的工作。
And then give him a very difficult task.
所以让我们知道，我们服侍神其实最后的动机就是神本身。
So that we know that when we are serving God, the ultimate motivation is God Himself.
如果有一天我们从心里面愿意俯伏在神的面前，
If one day from our heart we are willing to fall on our face in front of God,
那我们就愿意无条件来侍奉他。
Then we are willing to serve Him unconditionally.
有时候我们常常在听一个人讲，你侍奉神牺牲很大。
Sometimes we often listen to people and say, you are serving God and you have made great sacrifices.
我们仔细想这一句话什么意思。
But if we carefully think, what does this mean?
如果侍奉神牺牲很大。
If we are serving God and making great sacrifices.
很可能我们把教会放在地上的公司同一个水平在比较。
It is very likely that we are putting church work in the same standards as work in the world.
你受这么好的教育，能力这么高，怎么跑到教会来做事情啊？
You have such high education and such good qualities, why are you working in church?
那怎么教会的配比外面低这么多，你还在这里做呢？
Why is it that the pay in church is so much lower than in the world, but you are still working here?
所以你牺牲很大。
So you are making a great sacrifice.
这个是站在人的看法。
This is a human mindset.
所以有的人站在人的看法，他就不愿意在教会侍奉。
And some people, when they remain in their own mindset, that they are not willing to serve in church.
那有的父母就不愿意让自己的小孩子在教会侍奉。
And some parents, they would not want their children to serve in church.
因为他是凭着眼见。
Because they are only looking with their own view.
把教会当作公司一样看待。
They are treating church like a company.
但是如果我们看教会里面有神的宝座。
But if we see that in the church there is the throne of God,
教会有神的同在,
and there is the abidance of God,
教会有神的荣耀,
and church has the glory of God,
那我们就知道我们的侍奉是一种恩典,
then we know that our servitude is a blessing,
我们的侍奉是一种机会,
and our servitude is an opportunity.
所以我们对神给我们这个机会, 我们要充满着感谢。
And so that we have this opportunity from God, we must be full of thanks.
因此以西结看到这个异象。
And so Ezekiel saw this vision.
神交代他工作。
And God has given him a task.
我们看第二章。
Chapter 2.
以西结就第二章。
Ezekiel chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6. And you, son of man, do not be afraid of them, nor be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns are with you, and you dwell among scorpions. Do not be afraid of their words, or be dismayed by their looks, though they are a rebellious house.
第六节说，有荆棘跟蒺藜在你们那里。
Verse 6 says there are briars and thorns among you.
荆棘跟蒺藜会刺人，会很痛苦的。
Briars and thorns would hurt people.
又有蝎子在你们中间。
And there are also scorpions.
蝎子会咬人，会放毒的。
Scorpions will bite and they have poison.
但是你总不要怕他们。
But you should not be afraid.
所以这个就是在形容他所要面对的悖逆以色列百姓人所要加与先知的痛苦。
And so this is the suffering that he will have to face in facing the rebellious house.
因此以西结先知看到这个异象跟他的侍奉有绝对的关系。
And so when Prophet Ezekiel saw this vision, it had a direct relationship with his servitude.
保罗说，我如果癫狂是因为神。
Paul has said that if I have lost my mind, it is for God.
为什么我们在世界上这么认真，好像癫狂一样？
Why is it that when we are working so hard in the world, it seems that we have lost our minds?
因为我们看到世界的好处。
Because we have seen the benefits of the world.
为什么我们没有办法为神好像癫狂一样？
Why is it that we cannot seem to lose our mind for God?
因为我们还没有来到宝座的面前，看到神荣耀的形象。
Because we have not yet come before the throne of God and seen His glory.
所以我们看保罗，他说自战自清的苦楚。
And so if we see Paul in the ultimate suffering he had.
要成就极重无比的荣耀。
And he will also embrace the great glory.
所以在他的心里面，
And so in his heart,
他对神认识很深。
He had a deep understanding of God.
他有看过到过第三层天。
He had seen the third heaven.
他有看过神的荣耀。
He had seen the glory of God.
这个地上变成粪土。
And the world was rubbish to him.
不是地上没有价值。
Not that there is no value in the world.
而是在灵界的价值大到地上变成粪土。
But the spiritual values are so great that the world seemed like rubbish.
因此他的侍奉就完全的投入。
And so he was completely devoted to his servitude.
甚至被人看作是好像癫狂一样。
To the point where people thought he had lost his mind.
变貌山上有三个人看到耶稣变貌。
On the Mount of Transfiguration, there were three people who saw Jesus transfigure.
容貌放光。
And he was full of glory.
那个是神的荣耀显在耶稣基督的面上。
It was the glory of God that was revealed on Lord Jesus' face.
那这三个人看到耶稣的变貌，到最后都为着福音牺牲很大。
When these three people had seen the transfiguration, at the end they had a great sacrifice.
甚至为着福音殉道。
And they were even martyrs for the gospel.
啊，所以今天我们侍奉的动力在哪里？
And so today, where is the motivation for our serving?
就是让我们更靠近神，看到神的荣耀。
It is so that we can draw closer to God and to see the glory of God.
使我们对神的侍奉能够越来越投入。
So that we can go deeper into our work for God.
这样我们才能够改变我们的教会。
Then in this way, we can change our church.
因为我们已经改变了我们自己。
Because we have changed ourselves.
所以以西结先知看到神的异象，对他的侍奉非常有帮助。
So when Prophet Ezekiel saw this vision, it was very helpful for him.
我们看第六章以赛亚书。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
这里讲以赛亚看到神坐在高高的宝座上。
So Isaiah saw that the Lord was sitting on a throne.
然后他看到撒拉佛在上面侍奉。
And saw seraphim serving.
第三节。
Verse 3.
撒拉佛呼叫圣哉圣哉。神的荣光充满全地。
And the seraphim had cried, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory."
他看到这个整个撒拉佛的荣耀的侍奉。
He saw the servitude of the seraphim full of glory.
看到这个异象之后，声音就出来了。第八节。
After he saw his vision, then there was a voice in verse 8.
我可以差遣谁？谁肯为我去呢
？Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?
这是两个问号。
There are two questions.
我可以差遣谁？谁愿意为我去呢
？Whom shall I send, and who will go for us？
那这个问号要让每一个人去回答。
The question marks are for people to answer.
教会的圣工需要人做。
The church holy work needs people to do them.
神可以差遣谁？谁愿意为神做呢
？Whom can God send, and who will work for God？
以赛亚说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
Isaiah said, "Here am I, send me."
因为他看到那个。圣殿里面那个荣耀那个侍奉
because he had seen the glory in the temple and the servitude
所以今天我们的侍奉要回到神面前
and so today in our servitude we must return to, before God
对神认识更深
and to have a deeper understanding of God
这就是灵修
this is spiritual cultivation
所以有一个父亲在说
so there is a father who said
他说我的女儿每一次到教会她从来不进来教会会堂听道理
And said, "My daughter, every time she comes to church, she never comes to the chapel to listen."
她从进入教会一直到离开教会，她就是一直忙着要做事情。
From going into the church and then leaving, she is always busy doing things.
连这个父亲也感觉到非常的忧心。
And this father is very worried.
因为当一个人没有一直在认识神。
Because when a person is not always learning about God,
他对神不认识，侍奉的方向会有问题。
And if they don't understand God, they will have mistakes in serving.
当我没有很靠近神，
when we are not close to God,
我们侍奉的动机会发生问题。
The motivation of our servitude will have a problem.
所以一个人很投入、很认真在侍奉的，这很重要。
So if a person is very devout and focused on serving, it's very important.
但不断的认识神，不断的受神来感动。这一样的重要。
But to continue to know God and to be moved by God, this is just as important.
所以以西结先知那个世代信仰一直在往下掉。
And so in the time of Ezekiel, the faith was going downwards.
以西结先知要改变这个事实。
And Prophet Ezekiel had to change this.
但是神要先让他有这个动力。
But God needed to first give him a motivation.
让他看到神荣耀的形象。
So that he could see the likeness of the glory of God.
好，那我们现在到以西结书第八章。
Let's now look at Ezekiel chapter 8.
啊，以西结书的第八章。
Ezekiel chapter 8.
好。第八章的第二节。
Chapter 8, verse 2.Verse 2, Then I looked, and there was a likeness like the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his waist and downward fire, and from his waist and upward like the appearance of brightness, like the color of amber.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第八章第一。
Chapter 8, verse 1. And it came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I sat in my house with the elders of Judah sitting before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell upon me there.
这个地方讲啊，以西结看到神的灵降在他身上。
Here it says that Ezekiel saw the Spirit of God had fallen.
第二节,
verse 2.
他就看见,
and then he looked.
神的灵降下来, 他就看见。
The Spirit of God fell upon him and he saw.
表示这个神的灵还没有降下来, 他没有看到。
Which means before the Spirit of God fell upon him, he did not see.
那神的灵还没有降下来, 以西结还是, 他还是有眼睛, 还是有看到。
And before the Spirit of the Lord had fallen down, Ezekiel already had eyes.
可见这个灵一降下来，看到是肉眼看不到的。
But when the Spirit was falling, you cannot see with your physical eyes.
因此我们要服侍神，要让圣灵充满。
And so if we want to serve God, we must be filled by the Holy Spirit.
斯提凡被圣灵充满。
Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit.
在被人家用石头打死的时候。
And as he was being stoned to death.
他看定睛看天。
He looked to the sky.
看到天开了。
And saw the sky open.
看到耶稣站在神的右边等他回去。
And saw Jesus sitting to the right of God, waiting for him to return.
被石头丢死，这应该是一个悲剧。
As he was being stoned to death, this should have been a tragedy.
被石头丢死，应该很多人会觉得很同情。
And to be stoned to death, many people must have had sympathy for him.
他做圣工做到被石头丢死。
That he did holy work to the point where he was stoned.
下一个问号可能说，那为什么神不保守他，不保护他呢？
Perhaps the next question would be, why did God not protect him?
那再下一个问题，那这样的神我能够服侍吗？
And another question may be, can I serve this type of God?
但是每一个人都会死。
But everyone will die.
但斯蒂凡要死的时候，
But when Stephen was dying,
他看到天开了。
He saw the sky open.
他看到神在上面等他回去。
And he could see God sitting there waiting for him to return.
那个不是人生集中的追求吗？
Isn't that the ultimate request of man?
有一天我们都要死。
One day we will all die.
我们在地上的努力能够带什么去呢？
Whatever we have worked in this world, what can we bring with us?
我们不是空手来吗？
Did we not come empty-handed?
我们不是空手去吗？
Will we not leave empty-handed?
为什么我们在地上这么认真呢？
Why are we working so hard in this world?
为什么我对神的工作这么冷漠呢？
Why are we so cold to the work for church?
因为我们没有看见。
Because we have not seen.
所以以西结是看到神荣耀的形象。
And so in Ezekiel, he had seen the glory of God.
那我们现在再继续看下去。
Let's continue to read.
第八章的第三节，请读。
Chapter 8, verse 3.He stretched out the form of a hand and took me by a lock of my hair, and the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven, and brought me in visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the north gate of the inner court, where the seat of the image of jealousy was, which provokes the jealousy.
Okay, 他不但看到神的荣耀,
Not only did he see the glory of God,
因为圣殿有神的宝座,
because the holy temple had the throne of God.
他看到在圣殿里面有偶像的座位。
He saw that in the temple there were seats of the idols.
这个非常非常严重的一件事情。
This is a very serious thing.
因为教会是神的宝座。
Because church is where the throne of God is.
神是忌邪的神。
God is a jealous God.
神不能够允许偶像的存在。
God cannot allow idols to remain.
但是在圣殿神宝座的地方竟然有偶像的座位。
Yet in the holy temple where God was, and there was idols.
这会惹动神的嫉妒。
This would provoke the jealousy of God.
而且这个偶像在圣殿的存在。
Not only were the idols existing in the temple.
如果我们继续从第八章再看下去。
If we continue to read in chapter 8.
第七节。
Verse 7.Verse 7, so he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, there was a hole in the wall.
第八节。
Verse 8, then he said to me, Son of man, dig into the wall. And when I dug into the wall, there was a door.
这里神叫他说要挖一个洞进到里面去。
So God told him to dig a hole in the wall.
他就看到在外面没有看到的。
And then he saw what he could not see from the outside.
这是一种属灵的看见。
And this is to see spiritually.
所以属灵的人看透万事。
And so people who are spiritual can see through all things.
因为他有基督的心。
Because they have the heart of Christ.
他能够看到别人所没有看到的。
They can see what other people cannot see.
因为神的心在他里面。
Because the heart of God is in him.
那这个圣殿里面有偶像的座位。
The holy temple had these idols and images.
在第九章里面我们就看到神叫天使把那一些不会为着这样忧伤的全部都杀掉。
And in chapter 9, then God had told them to kill all those who are wicked.
就是不会为着这一件事情忧伤的。
All those who would not mourn for these things.
先要做记号。
They will have a mark.
再来没有记号全部都杀掉。
And then all those without a mark will be killed.
神是忌节的神。
God is a jealous God.
神不许在圣殿里面有偶像。
God would not want any idols in his temple.
那问题是什么是偶像？
But the problem is, what is an idol?
我们来到 Hillsboro, 你有没有看到偶像？没有啊。
If we come to Hillsboro, have you seen any idols? No.
我们回到我们的地方教会，你看到偶像吗？没有啊，怎么会有偶像呢？
If you go to our local churches, have you seen idols? No, you won't see them.
所以我们的肉眼没有看到偶像。
So with our physical eyes, we cannot see idols.
那是不是我们的教会就没有偶像？
Does this mean that our church does not have idols?
这个每一个人需要求神开我们的眼睛。
And every single one of us needs to ask God to open our eyes.
我们看以西结书二十八章。
Let's look at Ezekiel 28.
以西别书二十八章。
Ezekiel 28.
以西结书二十八章。
Ezekiel 28.
第二节。
Verse 2.Verse 2, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, Thus says the Lord God, Because your heart is lifted up, and you say, I am a god, I sit in the seat of gods, in the midst of the seas, yet you are a man and not a god, though you set your heart as the heart of a god.
这里讲推罗的君王。
This is the prince of Tyre.
在他心里说，我是神。
And in his heart he says, I am a god.
我坐在神的位置上。
I sit in the seat of gods.
那下面说，你虽然是自比神，也不过是人，不是神。
And then it says, yet you are a man and not a god.
所以可见这个推罗王在他心里面最高的地方，那个宝座谁在坐？
And so clearly for the prince of Tyre, who is sitting in the throne of the highest place?
那个地方就是他本身坐在那里。
It is the throne where he is sitting in.
所以教会里面，如果神坐在神的座位，这个就是偶像。
And so in church, if someone is sitting in the throne of God, then this is an idol.
所以我们要求神给我们看到。
So we need to ask God to let us see.
我们在带领教会。
If we are guiding the church.
我们有没有坐在神的座位？
Are we sitting in the throne of God?
虽然我们每一次开会都是奉主耶稣圣名。
Even though every time we have a meeting, we say, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣圣名，主就在我们当中。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ means that God will be among us.
为什么叫做主耶稣？
Why is it Lord Jesus?
是耶稣是我们的主。
Because Jesus is our Lord.
但是当我们开会的时候，
But when we have our meetings,
我们有没有坐在主的座位上？
Are we sitting on the seat of Jesus?
我们在考虑一件事，你我他这样就完了吗？
When we are considering something, is it just between you and me?
还是你我他，我们来考虑神要我们怎么做？
Or is it that it is between you and me and he, but also asking what God wants us to do?
如果我们在教会做事情，就是看到人，你我他，我们就在这边这样决定。
If we are doing things in church and we only look at people, you, me, and him, and we make decisions like this,
我们不是坐在神的座位吗？
Then are we not sitting on the seat of God?
那如果我们每一个人都想神要我们怎么做？
If everyone is thinking, what does God want us to do?
我们就把神请到他的座位上面。
Then we are asking God to sit in his seat.
那为什么推罗王会坐在神的座位？
So why would the prince of Tyre sit on the seat of God?
我们看二十八章。
28.
28章的
Chapter 28.
第四节
Verse 4. With your wisdom and your understanding, you have gained riches for yourself and gathered gold and silver into your treasuries.
原来是因为推罗是一个海港做生意。
Because Tyre was a port and there was much business.
所以他赚了很多钱。
So he earned much money.
为什么可以赚钱？
Why could he earn money?
因为他很聪明。
Because he was very smart.
所以在地上的成就让他产生自信。
And so his worldly accomplishments allow him to have confidence.
哦，那这个自信让他坐在神的座位上。
This confidence allow him to sit on the seat of God.
当我们在世界上，做工作。
When we are doing work in the world.
一切都是人本。
And everything is based on people.
一切都是以人为中心。
And everything is centered around people.
我们一切的思考都是出于人。
And all of our thoughts are based on people.
当我们进到教会。
But when we are entering church.
教会是主耶稣的宝血买来的。
Church was purchased by the precious blood of Lord Jesus.
教会的主人是主耶稣。
And the master of the church is Lord Jesus.
我们是仆人。
We are servants.
所以我们的侍奉是以神为主的。
And so our servitude needs to have God as the center.
因此在外面以人为主，进到教会以神为主，这种心态的改变是很重要的。
And so on the outside, when everything is centered around people, and to change it to in the church where God is in the center, this is very important.
以西结先知看到这个圣殿里面有偶像。
Prophet Ezekiel saw that there are idols in the temple.
接下去就一步一步那个神的荣耀就往上提。
And then step by step, the glory of God was exalted.
就是从那个施恩的宝座基路伯开始往上升。
From the mercy seat where the cherubim were exalted.
那升到圣殿的门外。
And then to the outside of the temple.
再来升到耶路撒冷上面。
And then reach to the Jerusalem.
再来神的荣耀就离开了。
And then the glory of God left.
为什么神的荣耀离开？
Why did the glory of God leave?
因为圣殿有偶像。
Because there are idols in the temple.
所以我们今天要有神的同在。
And so today, if we want to have the abidance of God,
我们要完全在教会里面尊重神。
We need to completely respect God in church.
那在以西结书先知书里面。
And in Prophet Ezekiel, when he was writing,
神的殿并不是悲观的。
The temple of God was not a pessimistic view.
神离开圣殿。
God left the temple.
圣殿有偶像。
The temple had idols.
这是暂时的现象。
This was temporary.
如果神是主。
If God is the Lord.
神不能够改变事实吗？
Can't God change the truth?
当然可以改变事实。
Of course he can change the facts.
所以到以西结书的后面。
So by the latter parts of Ezekiel.
我们就看到荣耀的殿。
We can see the temple of glory.
荣光返回到神的殿。
And the glorious light returned to the temple.
我们看以西结书的43章。
Let's look at Ezekiel 43.
以西结书的43章。
Ezekiel 43.
第一节。
Verse 1. Afterward he brought me to the gate that faces toward the east.
第二节。
Verse 2, and behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. His voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory.
我们再看第四节。
Verse 4, and the glory of the Lord came into the temple by way of the gate which faces toward the east.
第五节。
Verse 5, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
这个以西结书后面那个殿呢？是属灵。
And the temple in the latter part of Ezekiel, this is a spiritual temple.
那个属灵的就是末后的教会，真教会。
And this spiritual temple is the church in the end times, which is the true church.
所以教会后来的荣耀要大过先前。
And so the glory of this church later on will be greater than before.
那教会怎么后来荣耀大过先前呢？
How can the church have an even greater glory than before?
就是神的荣光，神的荣耀完全充满。
And it will be completely filled with the glory of God.
神完全的同在。
And will have the complete abidance of God.
那这个荣耀就会充满，就超过以前的殿。
And this glory will surpass the temple in the past.
那我们再看第七节。
Verse 7. Verse 7, and he said to me, Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. No more shall the house of Israel defile my holy name, they nor their kings, by their harlotry or with the carcasses of their kings on their high places.
这里说，这是我宝座之地，是我脚掌所踏之地。
And so it says, this is the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet.
而且要，我要在这个地方住在这里。
And I will dwell here.
所以 圣经里面讲啊，神要住在人的中间。
So the Bible has said that God will dwell among men.
啊，教会是充满万有者所充满的。
And church will be filled with the one who controls all.
那个充满万有者就是天上的神。
And the one who dwells in all is the God in heaven.
所以神除了住在天上，他要住在教会。
So God will not only dwell in heaven, but also in church.
啊，借着教会，神要与我们同在。
And through church, and God will abide with us.
啊，所以有时候我们看到教会里面的人好像都是很普通的。
Sometimes when we see that people in the church seem very common.
啊，但是这个教会其实非常的尊贵。
But this church is actually very precious.
因为神住在中间，这个不是尊贵吗？
Because God is dwelling among us, and isn't this glorious?
不是人很尊贵。
It's not that the people are precious.
因为神住在中间，这个教会就变成很尊贵。
But because God is dwelling among the people, so the church will seem very precious.
啊，所以今天我们能够蒙拣选。
And so today, if we have been chosen,
有神居住在我们中间，与我们同在。
And God is dwelling among us and with us.
世界上没有比这个更大的恩典。
There is nothing that is more of a blessing than this.
所以这里说，神要坐在他的宝座上与人同在。
And so God will dwell in the midst of his temple.
他的脚要踏在这个地上。
And he will place his soles in this place.
好像当时神对约书亚说，你要踏在迦南地。
Just like when God had told Joshua that you will step in the land of Canaan.
你踏到的地方就是你的。
And where you step on will belong to you.
神的脚踏在这个地，这块地就是神的。
Where God's feet have landed on, then this land belongs to God.
但是我们看这个荣耀的教会有几个附带的条件。
But if we look at the glory of the church, there are also some requirements.
42章。
In chapter 42.
二十节。
Verse 20.Verse 20, he measured it on the four sides. It had a wall all around, 500 cubits long and 500 wide to separate the holy areas from the common.
这个地方叫做建墙。
So there is a wall that will be built.
四面都有。
And four sides.
长500座。
500 cubits long.
宽500座。
500 wide.
为什么？
Why?
要分别圣跟俗。
It will separate the holy areas from the common.
所以我们的教会要让神永远住在那里，要筑墙。
And so the church, we must always have the church dwell there, and we have to always have a wall.
这样才能够分别圣俗。
Then you can separate the holy from the common.
墙的里面是圣殿。
Within the wall is the holy temple.
墙的外面是俗地。
Outside the holy temple is the world.
那一座墙是什么？
What is that wall?
如果我们想到约翰十七章，
If we look at John 17,
主耶稣说：“你们要住在世界，不要离开世界。”
Jesus has said that you live in the world, but you are not leaving the world.
但是你们要在这个世界上因真理成圣。
But in this world, you shall be made holy by the truth.
可见这座墙就是神的道。
And so this wall is the word of God.
我们每一个人的心里面需要用神的话筑一座墙。
And all of our hearts, and we need to build this wall.
我们的教会需要用神的话来筑一座墙。
And our church also needs to have a wall built through the words of God.
来分别圣跟俗。
To separate the holy areas from the common.
我们所做的都是在神的话之内，这个就是圣的。
If what we are doing are all within the words of God, then this is holy.
那在这个神的话之外就是俗的。
Anything outside of these, the words of God, then they are common.
所以知识很重要。
So knowledge is very important.
我常常在分享我个人的体验。
And I've often shared about my personal experiences.
有一段时间我常常到非洲去。
And there was a period of time when I had to often go to Africa.
非洲的小孩子肚子都很大。
The children in Africa, they have bloated stomachs.
我就想他们营养不良，怎么肚子这么大？
So I thought if they are malnutrition, why do they have bloated stomachs?
我们肚子大是因为吃太多。
If we have bloated stomachs, it's because we eat too much.
他没有东西吃，肚子也这么大。
But if they have nothing to eat, why are they still bloated?
我问一个弟兄啊。
So I asked the brother.
他就说啊，那个里面哦，营养不良，那里面都是水。
And he said that because they are malnutrition, inside actually there is water.
我才知道说我这个医学常识不够，我没有办法判断。
Then I realized because I have not enough medical knowledge, I don't know how to discern.
后来在教会里面看到一个弟兄容光满面。
And then in church I saw a brother who was full of a glorious light.
我跟他讲，感谢神啊，你看起来这么好。
So I told him, thank God, you look very well.
哎呀，他说你不知道，医生说我有问题啊。
He said, you don't know, actually, the doctor said I have a problem.
那我没有医学知识，我就判别不出来。
I have no medical knowledge, so I could not discern.
知识很重要。
Knowledge is very important.
所以圣经说，你如果弃掉知识，神就不用你当祭司了。
And so the Bible has said that if you forsake the knowledge, then God will not choose you as a priest.
所以我们带领教会啊，不能够把圣经封起来啊。
So if we are leading the church, we cannot close the Bible.
凭我的感觉。
And just follow my feelings.
凭社会的文化。
Just follow the culture of the world.
凭信徒的感觉。
To just follow the feelings of the
believers. 我们大家的表决要怎么做？
Then we will see what everyone feels.
如果大家都很属灵。
And if everyone is very spiritual,
就是没有问题的。
Then there is no problem.
但是如果没有人读圣经。
But if no one is reading the Bible.
我们大家的表决要怎么做？
Then how can we make decisions?
没有属灵知识就没有判断力。
If there is no spiritual knowledge, then there is no ability to discern.
所以我们需要有系统的来查考圣经。
So we need to study the Bible systematically.
用圣经在我们教会里面建一座墙。
And through the Bible that we can build a wall around our church.
所以他后面又讲要留心圣殿出入之地。
And there is also a place that is left for entering and leaving.
因为这墙建起来了，你那个门进来出来要看哦，如果没有受割礼的不洁净，不可以给他进来。
Because by the gates and you need to watch, and whoever is not clean or is not circumcised, it cannot enter.
所以我们教会要很仔细进到里面来的。
So in our church, you must be very careful about those who are entering.
我记得有一次在开这个圣乐营。
I remember one time there was a holy music seminar.
里面大概有一首没有仔细去修剪过。
There was actually a song that was not chosen carefully.
那一首一唱，那一天晚上魔鬼做工。
And after that song was sung, then actually that night Satan had done some work.
学员看到魔鬼来找他。
And there was students who saw that there was Satan who went to look for
him. 这是圣地。
This is a holy place.
所以需要有一座墙来保守。
We need to have a wall to protect us.
凡是要进来的都要经过圣经化的检验。
All who like to enter must go through the testing from the words of the Bible.
那这样哦，神才会住在这个地方，神的荣耀才不会离开。
Then in this way, God will dwell here, and the glory of God would not leave.
所以如果我们看第九节
，So we look at verse 9.
四十三章第九节
，Chapter 43, verse 9.
以西结书四十三章第九节
，Ezekiel 43, verse 9. Now let them put their harlotry and carcasses of their kings far away from me, and I will dwell in their midst forever.
这里讲是连带的，我要住在他们中间，但是有两件事情。
So it says that God will dwell in their midst forever, but there are two requirements.
第一个就是邪淫。
First is harlotry.
我们就知道邪淫不只是肉体上的。
We know harlotry is not just physically.
圣经里面说，你们这些淫乱的人。
The Bible says, those who are committing sexual immorality or adultery.
岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌。
Do you not know that if you are becoming friends with the world, then you are becoming enemies with the spirit?
所以把世俗带进教会，就是把神赶出去。
So to bring adultery into the church is to cast out God.
因此这里说，我要住在这里，但是不能有邪淫。
And so God is saying that He will dwell in their midst, but there must be no harlotry.
不能有世俗。
And there can't be anything from the world.
第二个，不能够有君王的尸首。
The second is that there cannot be the carcasses of kings.
第九节说，和君王的尸首，我就住在他们中间，直到永远。
Verse 9 says, carcasses of their kings, and then I will dwell in their midst forever.
什么是尸首？
What are the carcasses?
属灵来讲，
spiritually,
没有得到救恩都是死人。
If they have not received salvation, then they are all dead.
他是活着的死人。
They are the living dead.
为什么救恩这么重要？
Why is salvation so important?
什么是君王？
Who are the kings?
君王就是在控制、在统治、有权力的。
Kings are people who are ruling with authority.
那我们就想，在这个没有信仰的人，在统治他、在控制他最有力量的是什么？
So if we can think that these people who have no salvation and they have authority and they are kings, who are these?
最有力量就是文化。
The most powerful one is culture.
那文化的背后是什么？
What is behind culture?
我们看以弗所书。
Let's look at Ephesians.
以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1. Verse 1, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins.
第二节。
Verse 2, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
这里讲行事为人从随从今世的风俗。
And so these are those who walk according to the course of the world.
今世的风俗就是文化。
And the course of the world is culture.
第三节。
Three.
这个接下去是什么？空中掌权者是首领。
Our next, the prince of the power of the air,
就是邪力，就是魔鬼，
which is Satan,
那就是运行在悖逆之子的那里面的灵，
the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
所以有一些文化是好的，
there are some cultures that are good.
但是很多的文化那个背后就是魔鬼的工作。
But in a lot of culture, in the background of it is the work of Satan.
是经过化妆用文化，哦，这个文化我们怎么不跟主流社会啊？在一起呢？
But it becomes disguised as the culture, and then we would say, why can't we not be the same as the mainstream culture?
哦，所以一强调主流，我们被孤立了。
And as soon as we emphasize on the mainstream culture, then we would be left out.
哦，我们要跟主流一致，我们才能够传福音给他。
We must be in the same accordance as the mainstream culture, then we can preach the gospel.
真的是这样吗？
Is this true?
哦，这里讲文化的背后是魔鬼。
Here it says, and behind the culture is actually Satan.
所以不能够把世俗的文化带进教会来。
So we cannot bring the worldly culture into church.
那这样的话，神就要与我们同在，直到永远。
And then in this way, then God will abide with us until forever.
神的荣耀就会在我们当中彰显。
And the glory of God will be revealed through us.
那个圣殿就有活水流出来。
And then in the holy temple, there will be living water that flows.
那我们就觉得，我们在这个地上真好。
Then we will feel that it is great to be in this world.
因为神与我们同在。
Because God is abiding with us.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.